Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
I had made the decision to get married, and then we had kids. I had expectations for what was going to happen from there, right? So I'm over there just like, I got my shit together. I'm married. I got babies. I got a house.
I've got a plan.
I know exactly what I'm doing. I mean, when I'm sitting there, you know, at 25 with two kids and a divorce and no house. Whoopsie-daisies.
Uh-oh. What happened? Hello and welcome to Adulthood is a Project, the show where two sisters discuss lessons learned and growth earned through the realities of life. I'm Charlie, and you all know my sister Casey by now, and we're your hosts.
In today's episode, we're going to discuss life's expected timeframes. We're also going to discuss the ins and outs of why we should just throw those right out the window. Let's get started.
Woo! The audience clapping, they're excited.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
Also, I got to give you props because you made it through that whole what we were discussing without me having to cut.
Yeah. Not this time.
Audience, I've been giving Casey a hard time the last few weeks because she keeps forgetting. And I'm like, dude, look at the... I mean, we don't have a whole script, but we have a little cheat sheet.
We do. And it's because I'm trying so hard to not use it. I think by now I should be able to not use it.
Oh.
That's my expected time frame.
But you... Did you pressure yourself too hard? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right.
So, I have the quiz today.
You do.
All right.
So... I don't know if I'm going to be able to sing along as much as I did last week.
It's not a singer.
Oh, dang it. I do good at those.
You do. I should have came up with a better...
If there's music, I'm in. Okay.
So this is just about life's expected time frames, kind of pop culture-y, I would say.
Okay. I like it. Okay.
All right. We'll
I'm
see.
I'm ready.
We'll see how you do.
Feeling confident.
All right. What quote from Ferris Bueller's Day Off basically warns us against rushing through life just to hit milestones?
You could just give me a what?
Bueller? Bueller?
That was the quote from it?
No.
Oh, I was like, I don't know. Like, I know he has a quote while he's laying in bed and looks at the camera and is saying about why he's going to call in, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Oh, what? I mean,
dumbass. All right. It's life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop to look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Okay. That was a movie growing up I feel like I've maybe watched twice ever.
Oh.
In my whole life. Not even just growing... Like, it was popular when we were growing up.
It was.
However, my whole life, I do believe I've maybe watched it two times.
Oh.
I know.
I wouldn't say, like, I've watched it a ton, but I've watched it enough that...
I knew Bueller.
That's helpful.
Okay. It got me a... L on question number one.
Question number one.
Okay.
Answer.
Well, here we go.
Okay. What country singer famously played a single mom navigating divorce, a pregnant teenage daughter, and eventually dating after her whole life went off script.
Reba!
Yeah.
Okay. That was a good show, actually. I enjoyed that show.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That's fun. All right. Which Friends character made a pact to marry her friend if she wasn't married by 30? Don't try to Google it.
I wasn't trying to Google it. I feel like, was it Phoebe and Joey?
What? I could kind of give you this one just because there was a whole show about it. And what happened was Phoebe and Rachel found out that Monica had a pact.
With Joey?
With Joey.
There. I had half of it.
So
then they were trying to get in
there. They were trying to get packs.
Okay. Okay.
And they were fighting over one of them wanted Joey, and it was a whole thing.
Okay. I was like, I didn't know that. I remembered the per se episode, but I was thinking.
So technically, it was Monica who first had the pact.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Man, I am.
You're sucking it.
This is rough.
Get it together.
I'm trying.
All right. What Forrest Gump quote reminds us that life doesn't follow a predictable path? No matter how much we plan.
Yep. Life is like a box of chocolates. Never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Mom always said. I forgot that Mom always said at the beginning.
That's okay.
You got it. Dang. Okay. Woo. That's rough.
Technically, he says, life's a box of chocolates.
Oh.
Not life's like.
Oh.
But, you know what, I understand, and you're going to get it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm giving you that win.
Thank you. Okay, because this is rougher than I thought it was going to be.
All right.
Okay.
In Legally Blonde, Elle thought that she would be engaged by graduation. Instead, she got dumped, leading her to chase a new goal. What new goal did she chase?
Becoming a lawyer. Going to college.
Getting into Harvard Law.
Getting into Harvard Law because I can't think of his name that dumped her.
Yeah.
But he basically dumped her because she wasn't smart enough and good enough. And I remember she was like, anyone can get in.
Anybody can get into Harvard Law. But, like, it's hard?
Yeah. That was a good quiz, even though I failed miserably.
Yeah. That's all. You didn't. I think you got 3 out of 5. So I think it still counts as a win.
Yeah. I never count it as a total loss. I didn't miss them all.
That's what really counts.
But the questions definitely lead it in a really good way of our topic.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
So, whether I knew the movies, I knew the movies.
You didn't know the quotes exactly.
Quite well. Which is crazy, because I feel like I'm really good at quoting movies.
Well, it's because I didn't Top Gun you.
I know.
You gotta let him go.
Gotta let him go. Just keep sending them up.
Damn good and ready. I could have done just a whole quiz of Top Gun quotes at that point.
Probably.
Yeah.
If I didn't ace that one, I would have been embarrassed.
I'll work on it better next time.
Yeah. Get your shit together. I mean, you are, after all, in your 40s.
What? Failing that quiz.
Yeah. Sheesh. It's funny, though. When we talked about having the subject come up,
mm-hmm.
and having it for a topic, for the podcast, at first, if I recall correctly, so if I'm wrong, you can call me out. But if I recall correctly, Casey was kind of on the, yeah, I guess. And as I was kind of saying stuff, you're like, oh, that, yeah, that does actually happen. You just kind of, like, I think by your 40s, you almost forget that that was a thing. And so I felt as if when we were having the discussion originally, you were kind of in your head thinking, who cares?
Yeah.
And as I was like, but remember in your 20s, kind of this was being pushed on you or this. And that's when you were kind of, oh, yeah, it actually was.
Yeah.
A little bit. So it wasn't that you didn't want to have the topic. You were just kind of asking me to clarify what I meant by it.
Right.
I think.
Right. And I think what it came down to a lot for me is, well, what we, I think what the discussion was we were kind of discussing how I always think, you know, like my 20s, in my mind, at this point, I think your 20s is for having those crazy stories and doing crazy things. And I didn't do that in my 20s.
Right.
And so trying to do it in my 40s.
What? What? You're definitely nailing it.
Yeah.
I would say.
And so
that's true though, because you were on for sure on a different path in your 20s.
I was. And which I don't regret any of that.
One of the kids. We have a 50-50 chance of guessing which one. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Kids, you know we love you.
Yeah, I mean, I do know a lot of people who get themselves so focused in on, oh, I'm 22 and I'm not where I'm supposed to be. But the little time frame that they've made up in their own heads.
I don't feel like it's something they made up in their heads. Okay. I feel like that time frame is really, and I don't know if it is quite as much in this particular day and age, but especially when we were growing up. So let's, you know, pop back 20 years ago. However, I do still think it happens now. It's by society.
Well, and I think it could have a lot to do with where you're growing up, right? We grew up in small town.
Midwest small town, too. Not just, oh, a small town.
Yeah. And, I mean, what were you doing after high school? You better be getting married.
No, or go to college.
Like, I never remember anybody encouraging me to go to college.
Well, I don't know that it was encouraged a ton. It was, you're getting married or you're going to college.
Yeah. Or joining the military.
You weren't possibly just going to move to a new city and find a job and see where life took you.
No.
But I don't think that's just a small town thing necessarily. Especially, yes, it was where we were from. I think societal-wise, though, it's very much of, wow, you just graduated high school. What are you going to do with your life?
Yes.
And they, the people asking that question to these new graduates are expecting either military, college.
Yeah, they're expecting some kind of plan.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. And as now I would say the plan doesn't normally involve getting married. Not like it did when we were, as you said, for us, coming from a small town in the Midwest, like getting married was not a weird right out of high school plan.
I would take a wild gander at the fact that I still don't think it's a out of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting.
And small towns?
Huh. Maybe it's been so long since I've been in that kind of an environment.
Yeah.
So I don't. You might be right. It might definitely still be something small townish in a way that's still kind of pushed.
Yeah.
After not being in a small town for so long, I think the more push is, what's your next goal? Like, what are you doing career-wise? Whether that be you're going into that career, or you've already started it with vo-tech schools.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, we had a vo-tech growing up.
We did.
In the Phoenix area, a lot of people were big on, it was called WestMac, was their vo-tech.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, getting you geared up for if you were doing like the nursing programs or automotive, IT now. Like, they have a lot of different programs you can get into. So I think now when people are graduating, it's almost, what's your career?
Yeah.
And I think you're really pushed in that direction of, hey, now you're graduated, you're out of high school. What are you going to do for the rest of your life?
Yeah. And who knows?
I'm like, I'm 40. I'm in my 40s and still chasing new dreams.
Yeah.
And dreams I never had in my 20s.
Oh, right.
So, I think it's funny to think that we still would ask that of a kid graduating high school. And I will absolutely say I've been the, is the word culprit right? I don't think that's the right word. I've been the culprit, though. I've done it to kids.
Oh, yeah.
In my old age. What are you going to do now? Do you know? When I say it, immediately, I almost regret the words came out of my mouth. Because I hated getting that question asked of me.
I don't know. I guess I never hated.
Oh.
Mostly, I mean, it's not like I had a big plan. But.
Which is why I hated it. I was thinking in my head, I'm 18.
Right.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing with the rest of my life. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So I did hate it. After the 10th person is asking.
I guess I never felt like there was a lot of expectations put on me.
Really?
No. Who was putting them on me? Nobody.
You didn't feel like the people around you were asking that question a lot? Like people, say for instance, people you worked with. Never mind, I forgot you worked at that shit restaurant.
Like, no?
Where I worked at Wendy's.
Oh.
Fancy. There was...
You said fancy.
Oh, it was fancy.
Fancy like Applebee's.
Satan, we didn't have an Applebee's growing up. Not in our neighborhood.
Fancy like working at Wendy's when you're 17.
Frosty and French fries, what you mean? And I definitely feel like even those people that I worked with that were older, you know, would ask that question of, well, oh, what are you planning on doing? Or where are you going from here? But maybe that's also because I made it known I was not staying in that town.
You know what I'm going to say here? I'm going to say I think it's a personality difference between us, because I'll just straight up tell you, I don't fucking know. What are you doing? I don't know. And I don't care if you have an opinion about that.
Fair.
Whereas you, I don't know, I feel like you actually might care what other people think sometimes. Or you did.
Oh, I definitely did. I just don't...
It would bother you.
I would say those people, I don't know that it was that I thought they were judging me. I think they just expected something from me.
Oh.
In a sense that they knew I wasn't staying there.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
So I think they knew I wasn't going to stay in that town.
But they wanted to know,
what are you going to do? Right.
Right.
But yes, though, I did care a lot what people thought of me back then.
Yeah.
A lot, unfortunately, which is something I had to grow out of, too.
Yeah.
As we went. So I do remember that, you know, like I said, in the 20s, for me, it was more of a, what are you going to do? Of course, the minute I was engaged at 17, I was like, duh, I haven't figured out. I'm going to get married.
That's an acceptable
and
answer.
And have babies. It was. Why was it? And why? Are you getting married? Cool. You have a life figured out. I sure do.
Duh.
No. I did not.
I think I would say I feel like I probably put more expectations on myself. Like once I had that, I had made the decision to get married and then, you know, we had kids. I had expectations for what was going to happen from there. Right. Because now we bought a house. We bought a house when I was pregnant. And so I'm over there just like, I got my shit together. Do, 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 do. I'm married. I got babies. I got a house.
I've got a plan.
I know exactly what I'm doing. And so then I think it was a real, I mean, when I'm sitting there, you know, at 25 with two kids and a divorce and no house, Whoopsie-daisies!
Uh-oh, what happened?
A part of this plan I had in my head?
That wasn't how that was supposed to go.
Yeah, that wasn't how that was supposed to go at all. So, I think, I don't know that I necessarily felt pressure from society or maybe the people around us or anything like that. I did feel like I maybe set expectations for myself.
Agreed. I think some of those expectations came from a societal situation. I think you make a good point, though. I don't feel like I was pressured to go to school or get married. I definitely, after graduating high school and, you know, being on the verge of coming into my 20s, felt a pressure to know something of what I was going to do.
Sure.
So I will give you that of, it wasn't that someone put a specific pressure on me, but there was definitely a pressure of you should know what you're doing. And I didn't.
Right.
I mean, I kind of did. I thought I did.
Sure.
I think we maybe all kind of think we do a little bit.
Probably at some point.
And then I just remember one of the first times that it dawned on me that I had put so much pressure on my own self.
Mm.
And I thought, well, what did I do that? Or did society, if you will? And I'm using society in a very general sense of people around you, things you see on TV, a whole mix.
Right.
Right. And when I turned, maybe it's 27th, and I remember hitting that birthday and just crying. And I mean, I spent like a good 2 hours that birthday crying because it had dawned on me that I had not accomplished what I thought I was going to.
Right.
I thought I would be married. I would be having kids. I would be a little more settled in whatever career path I had chosen to take at that point.
Right.
And it was just, it flooded me that I was, you know, turning 27 and divorced, no kids, and was in the probably first 3 years of serving, bartending and serving. What are you doing?
Right.
And I really thought I was messing life up. I thought, oh, my ship has sailed. I have screwed up so far. Mind you, so I'd bought my house and I'd gotten a dog.
Oh, I remember that.
Because I thought, well, that's what you do when you buy a house. You have a dog. So I did do that. And I thought, boy, I've really screwed up somewhere along the lines. I remember thinking that, and I didn't know if it was my own pressure on myself because of plans I'd already had that hadn't worked out.
Sure.
And then also, again, like I said, more of a societal norm, I guess, if you will, because...
Yeah.
We're not that old at all. And I remember back then, it wasn't talked about. If it was happening, I didn't hear about it a lot. Women weren't just buying their own houses.
Right.
So I felt like, what are you doing? And this was on that verge of my 20s ending.
Okay.
So then I've already at this point dropped out of college.
Uh-huh.
The little bit I took, that wasn't going. I'd already changed jobs at least 3 times.
Yeah.
In different directions too, not in the same field.
Right.
Totally different directions. Gotten a divorce, didn't have kids, and I thought, oh shit. What have I done?
Right.
That was about the time that I remember a lot of people saying, you're almost 30. Your 30s are where it's at. Your 30s, you're going to really know yourself. You're going to feel good. Like, you've got a plan. Everything's going good. You'll see. So after that birthday, I saw it a couple years then before my 30s to really get it together, if you will.
Right.
And so I was telling myself, I said, stop. Like, stop putting that pressure on yourself.
Right.
Stop listening to whatever other people are saying. Are you happy? Yeah, I'm happy. Are you good with what you're doing? Yes. Are you making money you want to make? Yes. Are you having fun? Yes. So I started switching my mindset about that time frame.
Yeah.
And then I started getting really excited because at this point people are telling me the 30s are so cool.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, oh, okay. Switch my mindset, get another good gear. 30s, here I come. Spoiler alert. Not a fan of my 30s.
I find it interesting that you're talking about like at 27 because I'm like, oh, yeah, 27, I had one of those, the fuck is going on here? Because Listen, here I am with two kids moving back into my parents' house. trying a new career, and it is going a little rough. And I thought, Jesus, man, like, I at no point was looking forward to my 30s either, because, like, I always thought, you know, like, definitely I was, 30s is old.
Oh, you thought that?
Oh, yeah. And
even as you were approaching them?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay, okay.
And you're supposed to for sure have it together by 30.
For sure.
And oops. And I felt like I was just sinking further and further down this shithole. Oh, my goodness. So,
especially if you thought the 30s were old.
So, go into my 30s, and you know what? I had fun with my kids during that time. Yeah, I'm trying to make the best of my 30s.
Yeah, so you're like, why not enjoy what I love and made?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, you know, I don't still live with my parents, folks.
She lives with me.
She lives with me. Who has the master bedroom around here? But my 30s were just, I don't know, I guess, I'm not sure what the societal norm is. I guess at that point is probably when you're supposed to be having babies and things like that. And I already had babies. My babies were getting into their double digits at that point. So I just soaked up the homeschool life and doing the mom thing in my 30s.
And
I did go to school.
You did.
I went back to school.
Because I was thinking about, oh, the kids. I think in my 30s, too, I still thought I was going to have kids.
Okay.
And, of course, as I mentioned, I really thought, oh, you get your life together in your 30s. And as I was entering them, it wasn't together. Yeah. By 35, I felt like a failure.
Okay.
So I sure shit didn't have anything together. Definitely didn't have kids.
Yeah.
And I was sad. I remember being very sad. Hmm. And I thought, is everyone else that has said these words to me experiencing a whole life that I'm not? Because I'm now in my mid-30s. I don't feel like I have shit together. I have no clue where my life is going.
Yeah.
And a lot of the older people I talked to in life were telling me I would. Like, it was going to magically appear to me.
Sure.
And then mid-30s is when I met my ex. So I thought, okay, maybe that path is... okay, maybe I'm on it. I don't know. And the way that all turned out definitely led me sliding in my 40s going, I don't... you know what? I'm giving up. Like, I've completely given up on any kind of time frames for shit.
Yeah.
I quit putting any... I don't want to say I don't put expectations out there, because I do for myself. Okay. Of what I want to personally accomplish.
Okay.
But they're things that have nothing to do with another human being. Not saying that about you, sister, because you are a part of a lot of my dreams. However, I'm saying as far as, oh, you're going to get married by 50, or you're going to meet the man of your dreams.
Sure.
So, you know, moving into my 40s helped me really start pushing some of those expectations aside. I think I also quit really giving a shit what anyone else thought I was doing with life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought I had it super together in my 30s. That was all a lie.
Unfortunately.
So everything was falling apart rapidly as I hit 40. Rapid fall apart.
Real quick.
But as much as I say, like, oh, everything's falling apart, I almost think everything was falling together.
Right.
Because everything's
in the
better now.
Right. You've heard that saying of, was it falling apart or was it falling into place?
Right.
It doesn't feel like that at the time.
Oh, it sure doesn't.
Which is, I think it's funny because you, as you said, you didn't ever really put that expectation on yourself.
Right.
And then, as I said, I don't know if I put it on me or if I just felt that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, there was some pressure too, especially like early 30s for me, being the only one of us without kids.
Oh, yeah.
Thankfully, our parents weren't constantly asking me, but I would, you know, get a few questions of, well, aren't you dating? Anyone serious? How's that going?
Right.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not. Okay. And I feel like after that, it definitely hit a point, because I don't want to say they were like up my ass or made me feel bad, because they never did at all. It would just be a common question for a few years in there.
Yeah.
And as you were saying, like, you were divorced, but you already had the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So you weren't getting all those extra questions.
No.
Of, well, aren't you dating anyone? Isn't there anyone you like? There's all kinds of people I like.
I already had the kids and had my tubes tied, so they knew no more was coming from this.
Right.
So they didn't care what else was happening with me.
That is true, I think, because you did have the kids.
They're like, it's fine.
No questions.
We got the two kids that we got from you, and we know we're not getting any more, so who cares?
And like I said, they weren't pressuring me to do anything, but the questions would come in.
Yeah.
And not just them. It was other people in my life as well. And it felt like it took a handful of years in there to really get people to say, oh, God, wow, she's just, I don't even know what she's doing. She's doing her own thing. They quit asking so much, if
yeah.
you will.
Yeah.
So, thankfully.
Well, and I would say, like, again, like, what I would tell you is, like, in my 30s, the illusion of me having it together was there, right? So I'm not getting questioned about anything.
That's
and
true.
I'm not questioning myself about anything. I've got it all together. So I didn't feel any pressure at all then from anybody or from society. We just had different experiences, I would
definitely
say.
We definitely did. And again, I, as you mentioned in the very beginning, some of my pressure was something I probably put on myself.
Yeah.
For sure, of, you know, what I thought was going to happen or how my life would go. And so I think about the end of the 30s was when I started realizing for my own self, quit putting the pressure on you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting it from an outside source, that's a whole nother subject. But I had to work mentally.
Yeah.
Of quit putting that pressure on yourself. Let it unfold how it unfolds.
Right.
Because I can say 100% the things I'm feeling in my 40s seem to be what all those other people were telling me they felt in their 30s.
Oh, okay.
When they're, oh, you got it together. You don't let other people bother you. You feel more confident in who you are and where you're going. This and that. I did not get there in my 30s. In my 40s, I think I just feel so much confidence in myself.
Yeah.
That anyone else's outside opinion, it can affect me. I'm not going to pretend it doesn't.
Sure.
But boy, it can roll right off.
Right.
And I think that's what all those people were telling me they felt in their 30s. I'm jealous they did. Looking back, I'm all, were you feeling this a whole 10 years before me? Damn.
Yeah. Well.
Damn it. But I'm glad I hit the point where I could push it off.
Yeah.
And not take on those expectations. Again, I do have expectations for myself still.
Sure.
They're just a lot more realistic, I guess. Well, like I said, I mean, you're part of some of my plans.
Right.
But I don't want to say, I mean, if you bail on me, I'm going to be pissed.
I'll kick you right out of this trailer.
You're like, I will take my 33 and a half feet of space back. So, yeah, my plans do involve you.
Yeah.
However, it's us building a dream together. I think I just gave up any pressure someone else might give on me and made myself more aware of what pressure I might put on myself.
Mm. That's a good way to look at it. I would just say, I guess I just didn't put a lot of pressure. It's just one of those things where whenever you're experiencing certain things in life, you think you have it sewed together or whatever. And I think at this point I've experienced enough of the, let's just pull the rug out from under you. And so I think I gave up a while ago on just being like, I think I'll know when I have it together.
Do you think we ever really feel like we do, though?
I don't know.
I think there's a side of myself that assumes we're always going to be chasing something. And not in a bad way.
Right.
In a growth way.
Well, I think you got to always have goals.
And right. Right.
Your life's going to get boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would say our lesson learned and growth earned on this is live for yourself. Because you don't have to follow some outdated or imaginary path that was set for you. Like, that's not even living your life. It is yours to live however you damn well please to do so. So have fun with it. You know, make the most of it and do things on your schedule because we all truly do grow differently.
Yeah. In our next episode, we're going to explore the holidays and traditions. You're going to get our hot take on it. Until next time, go out there and be your favorite self.
If you're enjoying what you hear, be sure to leave a review. It'll help others to find us. And make sure to like and follow on your favorite listening platform to catch all our future episodes.